A Murder of Honor by Robert Andrews. Copyright 2001 by Robert Andrews. Read by David Doust. Performance copyright 2000 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
Honor is like an island, rugged and without a beach. Once we have left it, we can never return. Nicholas Boileau Dupréau. For BJ. The Washington Post lead story on January 3, 2000, is the murder of Father Robert J. O'Brien. Under a headline reading, "Community Activist Slain in Drive-By Shooting," two photos, taken 31 years apart, emblazon the front page. In the first, police stuff a slender priest into a paddy wagon. An angry crowd of ragged men and women, black and white, surround the cops. The caption says, "1969 arrest of Reverend O'Brien in civil rights protest." In the second photo, a body lies on the sidewalk, arms and legs splayed in the improbable angles of death. It is a night picture. The Capitol dome floats white in the background. The caption says simply, "Murder scene, Pennsylvania Avenue." In the same edition, on the front of the Metro section, the Post carries a story with the banner, "Murder suspect killed resisting arrest." A photographer has caught Franklin Delano Kearney and Josephus Adams Phelps watching an attendant load a body bag into the back of an ambulance. Frank carries a nasty-looking military assault rifle. Jose holds a 10-gauge riot gun. Both men are in their 50s. Frank is the rangy, lean, white guy. Jose, the heavy-set black one. You could get the idea from the photo that both men have been around the block. You'd be right. Between the two of them, they have 50 years on the D.C. force, partners all the way. That Monday morning, a get-your-ass-down-here call from Randolph Emerson woke Frank Kearney early. He didn't have time to read the Post. He didn't know about the O'Brien murder.